Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Dave here. It is Tuesday, July 16, 2019. That's right. Thank you for stopping by. This is Let's Have a Chat. Let's have a chat about leadership in the news. And today, July 16, let's go back in the news 50 years ago. I was a wee, tiny little, snot-nosed little kid back then. But hey, it happened in my lifetime. So, let's move on. So today, we're going to go back to the launch of, well, today, July 16, we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the manned mission to the moon, Apollo 11's launch. It's launched, and it's on its way 50 years ago. At this time, it's on its way to the moon. So there's this article on Forbes.com, and it's called the Apollo 11's Transcendent Leadership Lessons by Michael Peregrine. And there's 10 of them. There's 10 of them. This guy wrote them. He sat down, wrote them, and he looked them over. And I saw them. And I said, very interesting. What's going on? There we go. Sorry about that. We had a little faulty connection here. But we should be good to go. Okay. So here they are. Real quick. Lesson number one. Transcendent lesson number one. Visions can come true. Again, President Kennedy said at the beginning of the 60s, he said, we're going to go to the moon by the end of the century and bring them back safely. That vision came true. Teamwork matters because, hey, nobody just walks up to the capsule and says, okay, let's go to the moon. Nobody walked onto the space shuttle and said, okay, let's go. Nobody went to the ISS. Nobody went to Skylab. The Curiosity rovers and the rovers on Mars, they just didn't happen. It took a team. It always takes a team. Confidence. That team gets together because they believe in something. And every participant on that manned mission to the moon believed that it could happen and believed that they could get them back. Everyone, from the janitor who swept all the way to the recovery crew that was waiting out there waiting for Apollo 11 to splash down in the ocean to bring them home after it was all said and done. Every single one of them believed in it. They all had the confidence. Your team needs confidence. We need the Michael Collinsons. Michael Collins. Michael Collins was the astronaut that stayed up in the orbit around the moon. He didn't set foot on the moon. In Apollo 11, he had to stay up there. He was the guy behind the scenes. He was the guy that was, his job was important. His job was to make sure that the lunar lander could rendezvous back to bring them all home. Because if, you know, he could have just hit the button and he would have been on his way home and left the other two on the ground and it would have been terrible. But we need those people. And sometimes we have to be those people. Sometimes we have to pay our dues and we have to be the ones that are just right there, but then one step back. We don't always have to be out in front. Sure, we can guide them, we can help them, we can be there for them, and that's really what his mission was, to be there. But he was not in a position to go down and rescue them if they needed rescuing. But somebody had to man that craft as it orbited around the moon while those two other guys, Neil and Buzz, were on the ground on the moon. So command decisions count. Command decisions always count. Command decisions have to be made. Sure, you can have the plan all laid out inch step by step, minute by minute, second by second. In this case, they really truly did. But along the way, things happened and they had to make adjustments and somebody had to decide. And you'd say, you know what? You're the guys in that capsule. You need to decide. And they decided and made things happen. Encourage ideas. Encourage ideas. That's the other transcendent leadership lesson. Encourage ideas. Folks, in the article, it talks about that crawler, the one that moved the Saturn V rocket from the assembly building to Launch Pad 39A. There, that crawler, it moved like maybe 4 hours to the mile or something like that. There was nothing there. They didn't have that idea until somebody said, hey, you know what? Let's try this. And the gentleman that came up with this, his name, nobody knows it. It's lost to history. But it was based on, he had seen some strip mining operation and how that worked, slowly worked to strip mine. If you've ever seen strip mining, or check out a video on YouTube. So that's where that came from. Code 12012, learn to live with code 12012. Code 12012, they were about a minute before landing, they were about to run out of fuel. They being on the command module, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, mission could have stopped. It could have been aborted. Because the computer reported the 1202, a code 1202, sorry about that, code 1202. And a code 1202 meant that the computer was overloaded. It was starting to fail. It was overloading so much data. It was coming in so fast, so rapidly. They weren't prepared for that. They didn't anticipate that. And that was when Neil Armstrong took over and said, you know what, I'm going to manual land it. It takes a village. It's kind of like with the teamwork. It takes a village. Some people just didn't directly impact it, but somebody had to guard the gate. Somebody had to take out the trash. Somebody had to prepare the food. So you see, it's all continuous. Somebody at some other Boeing, at Raytheon, whatever other organizations that were out there, the military, not just NASA, but the military, the Department of Defense, Navy, everybody, it takes a village to set them up, bring them back, and all the training and all the preparation. Learn from mistakes, folks. Mistakes are going to be made along the way. Mistakes are made on a daily basis. It's the one thing that the Apollo mission taught us, the entire Apollo mission, is learn from those mistakes. And that goes to even back to Apollo 1, when the fire killed those three astronauts on the launch pad. They learned from that mistake. Well, they quit using pure oxygen. They'd been using oxygen-rich environment the entire time. Now they kind of toned it down and added some nitrogen in there, so it kind of made it a little bit safer. Fires would happen, but not to that catastrophe ever again. Number 10. Otherworldly commitments. Think big, folks. Think huge. Think outside your box. Think outside this screen. Think beyond your everyday. You have a dream. You have a goal. Think it through. Imagine it. Process it. Work it. And then make it come true. Because like I said at the very beginning, visions can come true, and they do. But you have to commit to them. You have to dedicate yourself to them. You have to realize that you're not in it alone, that it does take a village. And sometimes in that village, we have to cut out the things that we don't need. We have to get rid of the dead weight, because if it's holding us back and it's prohibiting us from moving forward, guess what we have to do? We have to keep moving forward, because time is not our friend. Time is our enemy. Time is not our ally. Time is against us, and we're running out of time. We can choose to use it wisely, or we can choose to waste it away. And that really, truly, is not my option. I'd rather use it wisely. Here we are 50 years later. I mean, nobody was thinking 50 years and where would we be? But yet here we are 50 years later. So imagine that time that has flown so quickly. What good, what bad has happened since then? Have we learned from our mistakes? I'd like to say yes, but then again, there's just some people that you can beat them over the head and it's still not going to get it. And it's understandable. But those are the ones that sometimes you got to cut that dead weight and let them loose, let them float off into space. Because sometimes you just can't bring it back with you. So, folks, happy anniversary, Apollo 11, 50 years, and we reevaluate our lives, and we reevaluate everything, all those promises of going into the future, and where are we now? So, let's do that on a daily basis, not just once a year or during the holidays, but every day. Every day. And then with that, we work to be better. We work to be better than we were yesterday. And that's what it's really all about. Folks, I'm Dave Gere. This has been the Tuesday edition of Let's Have a Chat, Leadership in the News. And today we're commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 launch and the entire Apollo 11 mission, when we're talking about the leadership lessons that came out of that. So listen, have a great evening. I'll talk to you tomorrow.